I'm Lazo Gichos, I'm 19, and I grew up in the Medha Valley. Today, we bring you the fifth season, an audio series about surviving wildfire smoke in North Central Washington. Dr. James Wallace is a family physician in Okanagan County. He and his wife Jacqueline moved to the Medha in 2012. At first, Dr. Wallace wasn't worried about wildfires.
I can remember moving in and seeing the mop-up being done from a fire when we first moved in. And my wife said, was there a fire here? What happened? What's that smoke? And I said, oh, it's nothing. Don't worry about it. It rarely ever happens.
But 2 years later, wildfire was something to worry about. One day when Dr. Wallace was at work and his wife was out of town,
the Carlton Complex fire came down the valley, and the home that we were living in, renting, burned. And so we lost the first home that we moved into.
It was a really stressful event. The Wallaces lost their home and belongings. They also lost their sense of stability.
And that was a hugely traumatic experience for us, and led us to really struggle for a year, 18 months, and trying to regroup and regather a sense of normalcy in our lives.
The memory of losing their home has stayed with Dr. Wallace.
With that experience of losing my own home, just the slightest whiff of smoke now can take me back. And I think lights a little spark of PTSD or just a stressful memory.
When Dr. Wallace sees his patients during smoke season, he understands firsthand the health effects of smoke.
I see patients that come in with concerns and complaints directly related to smoke exposure.
Concerns and complaints such as exacerbated asthma and COPD. He also sees patients with mental health issues related to smoke. These can be more complicated to diagnose.
And I see a lot of patients that come in with concerns and complaints that initially none of us realize are smoke related, but sometimes it's just in hindsight that we can say, oh my gosh, remember when it was so smoky and this happened? I didn't realize I was in such a funk, or that my anxiety or depression or post-traumatic stress disorder had been so impacted. Behavioral health illness exacerbations are certainly more prevalent during times of intense wildfire smoke.
Maintaining physical health can take a toll on mental health. It's something Dr. Wallace thinks a lot about for his own family. The Wallaces have two young boys, and during smoke season,
I don't want my kids outside, and they don't understand it, and they fight it, and they scream and yell and cry, and I can't let them go outside. It's not pleasant for them to be inside. I don't want their little lungs and their little airways, exposed to smoke that'll cause permanent damage.
Being cooped up inside can create stress and anxiety. Dr. Wallace worries that protecting his children's lungs comes with an expense.
I'm much more worried, and I am concerned that they're developing a fear of, being outside, or definitely grown up with a different understanding of nature and its impacts and the impact of natural disaster than I grew up with. There's less of a carefree existence, I feel like, when we're hit hard by wildfire.
It's okay to feel concern and anxiety about smoke and how it's going to affect you and your family. And it's fine if you're not feeling great yourself. Funks are normal. Here are some strategies our community members have used to move through the funk. Call a friend or family member. Bring some nature indoors, flowers, plants, or greenery. Enjoy your furry animal companions. And give yourself a break. Lower the bar. Luckily, smoke season doesn't last forever. Even with the challenges with wildfire smoke, Dr. Wallace says the Medha Valley is the right place to raise his kids.
They're growing up in Okanagan County and really love the lifestyle and all there is to do out here. And so we've enjoyed it becoming our home.
For more ideas on protecting your health and well-being and that of your kids during wildfire smoke, visit cleanairmedhow.org or find us on Facebook.